Excellent. Now, I would like to introduce you all to my Uncle John. My Uncle John, John Bauman, he's a potter. Okay, he's a potter. He makes stoneware as a living. All right, he's a great guy. Really enjoy him. But he makes his pottery and he travels around to different shows and sells his pottery there and on Etsy and all these other kinds of things. This, one of my favorite little jugs. This is a jug that my Uncle John made. So if you ever find yourself over at our house, maybe you might see us pour some water. If you bring us flowers, sometimes we'll put the flowers in my Uncle John jug. We've got a... This is my Uncle John mug, all right, from my Uncle John. And I love the mug. I love it because, well, it's cool, man. It's quality stuff. But it's also my Uncle John. And so we're going to take a little bit of a visit to my Uncle John's studio, where he's gonna be throwing a casserole dish, and we're just gonna let that happen while I read a passage from Jeremiah chapter 18. Jeremiah chapter 18, verses 1-4. This is the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Go down to the potter's house, and there I will give you my message. So I went down to the potter's house, and I saw him working at the wheel. But the pot he was shaping from the clay was marred in his hands. So the potter formed it into another pot, shaping it as seemed best to him. Now, you guys all hopefully got your little pot of Play-Doh, yeah, and you've been playing with it. How many got the Play-Doh? Did you guys all get some of the Play-Doh? Yeah, and how many of you have been playing with it up to this point? All right, that's good. You were supposed to. And how many of you have made something? Yeah, how many of you made something and then balled your Play-Doh back up and made another thing? Yeah, we all do that. You know why? Because there's a sense where we've got this Play-Doh, and we can kind of do whatever we want to with it. You know, we can make a worm, or a snake, or a ring, and that's about the extent of my potting ability, okay? You know, that's about as far as it goes. But there's this thing where when we're playing with the Play-Doh, we know that we can do with this Play-Doh kind of whatever we want. Kind of whatever we want. We can make it into a snake. We can make it into a rock. I should have said that. I'm very good at making rocks as well. Rock. But we can make it into whatever we want. Now this passage is telling us, okay, Jeremiah was a prophet in the kingdom of Israel. And Israel was going through some tough stuff. Israel was about to be exiled. They were getting conquered. And God sends Jeremiah down to the potter's house to see this potter at the wheel. And the potter is making something, and then it doesn't go quite right, and so he makes another thing. And what Jeremiah is supposed to learn and is supposed to tell the nation of Israel is, that's kind of the same thing that's going to be happening with you guys. All right? Now, I had formed you, God says to Israel. You guys were slaves in Egypt. I delivered you up out of Egypt. And I made some promises to you and gave you a law. All right? And I told you that if you obeyed that law, that things would go well for you. It'd be all right. But if you disobeyed that law, that things were going to go badly for you. You're going to get conquered by other countries, exiled from the land. You're going to become refugees in some sense or another. See, I told you I can't make anything. I can't even put it. I'm trying to make a little stick man. I shouldn't try to make something and talk at the same time, should I? Okay, so anyhow, he's saying, this is what's going to happen. Now, Israel, this was happening for them. Everything was falling apart. They weren't obeying God properly. Things were falling apart, and God is saying, I'm going to do something different. I've been working, I've been making, I've been forming you, Israel, and it's not working out. You know what? I'm going to do something different. And God can do that. Because he's God. We're going to talk about what that different something, what it was and is in just a moment. But God's going to do something different. Now, not only is that true of Israel, but that's true of us. God made us, we believe, as Christians. So God shaped us and formed us in our mother's womb. Who we are and how we are has some sort of a divine intention. That divine intention has been... It's been distorted by sin. It's been compromised by sin. But God can do with us whatever He wants. This, I think, upsets us sometimes. Because we think of God like this.
You think you own the monkey bars?
I don't think I own the monkey bars. I don't know why anybody would say that. Get off my monkey bars.
Have you seen the show Little Lunch? Oh my gosh, it's hilarious. All right, it's on Netflix. It's from Australia. It's a hilarious show. Our family loves it. Anyway, but we think God is like the blonde girl Tamara. Get off my monkey bars. That's how we think God is. And what we get really nervous of is that if God is able to take us like clay or Play-Doh and make us into what He would have us, we get a bit nervous about that because we think, well, does He have my best interests at heart? Is He a kind of a fickle God? Does He change His mind a lot? I mean, you and me, we might get sick of the Play-Doh and think, you know what, I think it would be just fun just to cram the Play-Doh back in the pot and squish it and squirt it and just really mistreat it. Or I might think, I'm done with this Play-Doh, I wonder how far I can throw it. Or we might not care if little bits of Play-Doh fall on the ground and we step on it and mar it and mess it up. And we think God might be the same way. We think God might be the same way. But I think it's really important that we recognize and remember that we know who God is and what God is like because of Jesus. The author of a book called Hebrews says, in the past, God spoke to our forefathers in many times and in many ways, but in these later days, He's spoken to us by His Son. He showed us who He is and what He's like by His Son. Jesus is the radiance of God's glory, which is a fancy way of saying He shows us how awesome God is. And Jesus shows us about this new thing that God was going to do. See, we think that God is all about trying to change what our giving us rules so our hands do different things, so our eyes do different things, so our mouths do different things, so our feet walk different places, and so we behave differently. And God does want better behavior from us, no doubt. But giving us rules doesn't actually change our heart. And when we're talking about being clay in the potter's hands, God actually wants to form and fashion and mold our hearts. He wants to soften our hearts. He wants to help us change the way we think, change the way we feel, change our core desire. You know, the Bible, when it talks to, we translate it heart, but sometimes the Hebrew word for it is actually more like kidneys. It's that thing right at the base gut of ourselves that actually determines more about the way we think and about the way we feel. And God wants to get right at that deep core and not just say, here's a bunch of rules, go do it, but let me mold and change and soften your heart. The fundamental question is, do you trust Him to do that? Or do you think He's out to get you? Do you trust Him to form and fashion and mold your heart? Or do you think He's just going to mess you over? I don't want to do the right thing a lot of times. But I want to. You know what I mean? And maybe you can join me in that. Maybe right now you're like, I don't want God to change my heart. I don't want God to give me new desires. I'm quite happy with the desires I have. I'm quite comfortable with the desires I have. I know God doesn't like them, but whatever, if God even exists. Whatever. It's a gamble. But can you want to change? And I think God honors that. I think that we can step back and say, God, I have a hard time thinking about you being trustworthy with my life and my heart. But I want to. And maybe that's your first step this morning. So that you can be clay in the potter's hands and experience the kind of full, meaningful, and fulfilled life that God created you for and has come as Jesus, lived, died, and risen again to provide for you. Let's pray. Father, we pray that you would work in us. Lord, we want to change. You are the potter. You are in control. It's hard for us to believe, and sometimes, Lord, we think that you are fickle and you're mean. Forgive us for that. And Lord, I pray that we would all come to a point where we recognize who you are and how much you love us and how you've shown that to us in Jesus. In his name we pray. Amen.